News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair, Ray Hernan. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Aerient International, a business that turned over 1.2 billion of managed turnover in 2019, 4,000 staff in 17 international locations. Ray, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much for having me on, Bobby.
Now, we'll talk about Aerient International in a minute, but I want to talk a little bit about the man first. Ballygar in County Galway, your father was a vet. Your first job was doing the book, as you called it. Tell us more.
Yes, indeed. I grew up in a rural community in East Galway, a fantastic place to have grown up, and very much an agricultural background with my dad being a vet. So I spent my summers either bringing home turf with locals or cutting silage with some farmers, or indeed out with dad doing the book, which was dad used to do testing, brucellosis, TB testing for those people that know farming well, and used to record the numbers and the details of each animal tested. So lots of wonderful experiences and
absolutely
memories.
I and it sounds like a wonderful kind of childhood in terms of idyllic out there on the farms with your father. What a nice thing to do. You went to Ross Grey and then on to UCD, Ray. KPMG was your first, I suppose, real job.
Yes, indeed. It was the first money I ever made, I think, in my first year in the old SKC Stokes Kennedy Crowley. I think I earned £4,000 was my first annual pay.
Big money at the time.
Big money at the time. And I had my first international holiday, Bobby. So, yes, spent a number of years qualified as an accountant there and then decided to go out into the big bad world of industry.
Yeah, and again, you know, we often talk about reputation and about working in good places, enhancing one's reputation. To work in IAWS, followed by a decade in Ryanair, Ray, must have given you real grounding towards international business.
No, very much so, Bobby. And I think a lot of people always need a bit of good timing and good luck in the roles they go into. And I benefited from getting great experience in IAWS when Philip Lynch was at the helm there many years ago, and David Martin was the CFO. And that was a big company. It had gone through tough times itself, evolving from a co-op-based business into a huge international business, yeah, even pre-Cuisine de France. And then, very lucky, I decided after 6 years, hey, let's try something new. And I applied for a role in Ryanair on the last day of applications, and was lucky to go into Ryanair at a time just before they floated.
And tell me about that, Ray, because it like to be in a business such as that, that was growing at a exponential rate year on year, and you were in charge of finance there, that must have been really exciting, was it?
I wouldn't have described myself as being in charge of finance, but I was certainly part of a team, Bobby,
right,
that learned from my boss, Howard Miller. But look, you're going into a business that was, shall we say, breaking the mold in aviation, and led by, shall we say, the charismatic Mr. O'Leary. And I suppose my experience grew as the business grew. And sure, look, there was no bounds to what you were given as in terms of opportunity. And if you had the appetite, the enthusiasm, you know, you were given it. So I was very lucky to go on investor roadshows across the States, across Europe, and try to support a business that was growing at a huge pace.
Yeah.
You know, we were doubling in size every 3 to 4 years. So trying to maintain policies, procedures, protocols.
You can tell us another day where the bodies are buried. But we better move on to ARI and Aerient International, because that's where you are now. I'm curious to know, Ray, about I suppose the change and the massive disruption to airports, to airline travel, And to your business, operating in 17 locations, and I know you're opening three more this year, but tell me a little bit about your world at the moment.
Oh, well, I mean, 2020 has been has had a seismic, you know, COVID has a seismic impact on us this year, Bobby. We started well across all our locations, but, you know, our business is absolutely dependent on international travel. And as we are all very aware, passenger traffic through every location in the world has dropped to minimal levels. So that has had an absolute automatic impact on the performance of our businesses. So 2020 has been very much about a year of making very hard decisions to basically survive, to cut the cash burn. You know, we've no very little money coming through the tills. And as a retailer, we have had tens of millions of euros of stock, and that suddenly you don't have customers to buy.
Yeah.
You have the equivalent of rents or minimum guarantees with airports, that airports are still under pressure themselves because they don't have traffic, and they want their money too. So we've had a very difficult year of, you know, fighting to survive, and I'm pleased to say that we did make hard decisions. We've had tough negotiations, but the one thing in the airline industry or aviation industry in general, we all acknowledge that we need to collaborate to succeed long term, and partnerships and acknowledging that we're all in this together. There's never going to be a winner unless we work together. So in vast majority of instances, we've gotten the deals negotiated and we've worked very closely with suppliers to manage our stocks.
Yeah.
So and
tell me this, Ray.
Tell
me this, Ray. The retail landscape in airports, has it changed forever in terms of how we travel now? Maybe business travel is going to be impacted for a number of years. Dwell times, all those things that mean so much to airport retailers. Security, all that stuff. Has that changed forever?
Well, I think that's going to be something that we're going to learn over the coming months and possibly years, Bobby, because a lot of analysts and indeed ourselves think that it's going to be a slow recovery. We think it could be 2023, 2024 before we see passenger numbers back to 2019 levels.
Yeah.
So that's a long time to get back to norm. Let's call it the new norm. I mean, during the last number of months, people have become much more social media savvy. They've gone online to buy product much more. And it's really, how is that going to impact the customer journey through the airport and their appetite for retail in airports? I would argue quite strongly that we are different to downtown because we have a captive audience. People don't come to airports to buy first and foremost, they come to travel. So we are very lucky that I do believe passenger volumes will recover in time, and that we have a space that is better than any space in the world to launch brands, to promote products. And that's what we're getting back from brands, that they're very committed to the travel retail channel as a key channel going forward. And that gives me great comfort that we will have the foundations, the very strong foundations of having a very broad brand offer going forward. And the challenge for us is to meet those expectations of customers, Bobby. We're probably going to mean more contactless, less engagement with passengers, but we've a global team working on what is that new retail proposition. And what we are getting through from the people that are traveling and indeed customer groups is that they want to have a normal travel experience still.
Yeah.
They do want to spend and they do want to treat themselves when they're going on holidays or on trips to visit friends and family.
Well, let's hope that one can go on holidays and can travel again because we really miss it. God, we miss it. Ray Hernan, Chief Executive Officer of Aerient International, we wish you well in what's going to be a very challenging couple of years for you. But thank you for letting us into your world.